Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Are you wasting money in your crochet business? It's very easy to do, especially if you're not keeping track of your ins and outs, of your profits versus what you make in sales. It's easy to spend money on yarn that just ends up in the back of a drawer waiting for you to use it. It's easy to do when you're looking for solutions and you end up caught up with following coaches who are offering solutions which may not fit best for you. In my members only podcast, Hooked on Success, last week, I was talking about how to avoid spending too much money on your yarn and how it can be really easy to waste an awful amount of money on that. And it is all too easy to do when you see a sale and think you can save yourself some cash, or you end up buying too much in the hopes that you're going to get tons of sales, which may not arrive. Yarn is the biggest expense in our crochet businesses, but you can also end up throwing away money on other things as well. And the problem with having a crochet business is that we're creative. We like to try out new things. We're getting new ideas all the time. We see things on the news or on social media and we get inspired. We think, yes, I could do something like that. Or I know what I could make that similar to that. And especially when these things evolve, accessories. So I had a thing for bookmarks for a while, and you made little crochet motifs to put on these jumbo sized bookmarks. I've still got dozens of these things lying around. Thankfully, they're a very cheap accessory, but it's one of those things where it all adds up. I had ambitions to try out Tunisian crochet and make things with that. I've got the hooks. I've never used them. I saw some beautiful snap purses. So you know the little purses where you sort of squeeze them open and when you let go, they snap shut again. I bought the snaps for them. Also, never used. I've got all kinds of things like this shoved in the back of a drawer. And those ideas are still going around my brain. I just do not have enough time. And so it's easy to spend the money thinking, yes, I'm going to do that next. But then you get caught up with other things and they end up shoved in the back of a drawer. It's too easy. eBay makes it way too easy to buy these things. It's easy to find them, cheap to buy, but all these little things just add up and they end up really chewing into your expenses. And we do justify buying them because they're going to be part of our business. We're going to make something and sell it. So it's a business expense. In reality, it's a hobby. Trying out these new things is something we should be doing in our personal time and not charging or justifying buying them as part of our business. This is our creative side taking over. And the business part of ourselves gets shoved into a corner because it's not convenient right now. And it's so easy to do. But you can waste literally hundreds of pounds, dollars a year doing this if you don't realise what's going on. And I did. I've still got all the things in the back of a drawer. And I've still got the idea of one day I will use them. Today is not that day. Tomorrow it won't be either. Maybe next year. But I've stopped myself from buying anything else because I know where this goes. So, it's getting control. But, you know, it's like anything else. Anything to do with crochet, you could end up spending money on and justify it as being part of a business. It only becomes part of your business when you actually sell it or make money from it. If it's shoved in the back of a drawer, it's not part of business. Other ways that you are wasting money in a crochet business are things like the coaches. I, back in the beginning, was looking for what I could use to send my emails, what platform I could use, because I started out with MailChimp, which is the big name when it comes to business emails, but actually is not very user-friendly. And so I needed to get away from it because it was driving me around the bend. It's like, what can I use instead? I was like, well, what are other businesses using? And if you start looking for business coaches, they will start telling you about their fancy software like ClickFunnels and things like that, which do send emails for businesses, but they also have all this fancy add-ons as well, like tripwires and funnels and landing pages, which you don't really need. But if you're ambitious, as I was, and you have all these fancy dreams, as I did, you can get caught up thinking, this is what I need. This is going to be the fancy tool that really makes my crochet business go nuts. And so I did buy into it. And it does cost a chunk. Yes, there is a free option, but you can very quickly go past that. And then they start to really cost you money. Thankfully, I didn't throw too much money into it before I realised the error of my ways and that I wasn't using the majority of the features of this platform. And I heard everyone raving about MailerLite, so I went there instead. Thankfully I did. Far better option, far more cost efficient, and does everything I need. Something doesn't have to be complicated to do the job you need it to do. Something simple, easy to use, is all you need, but it's too easy to get caught up with the fancy tools that these big six-figure coaches are talking about, because you want the lifestyle they're describing. And it's very easy to get caught up with that. And when you start looking for help with business, it's these people that turn up, who will show up in your social media feed, who will turn up in your Google searches. And so you have to realise you've got to take a step back from them, which is easier said than done. Because the dream they're selling is what you want. But it can be very easy to go down that road and waste a lot of money doing so. You do not need fancy tools to run a crochet business. Simple and easy will do the job. If you need something fancy, get it later. I was trying to future-proof and not have to jump from platform to platform. It turned out to be wrong because it was never the right thing for me in the first place. Other ways you can waste money in a crochet business is jumping on the bandwagon and getting the fear of missing out. So in kind of the group that I found myself in various crochet groups, rent a shelf was a really big thing at one point. Renting out a shelf in a shop so you could have your crochet on there and sell in store. I tried a couple of those before I realised it wasn't the right fit for me. My items were not suited to rent a shelf. I sold mostly practical, eco-friendly things for the home, like soap savers, bath mitts, face cloths, reusable scrubbies, things like that, which aren't suited to rent a shelf because these are mostly gift shops. Rent a shelf is a whole thing on its own, but it's, the shop doesn't really care about what's on their shelves. Well, they do, but at the same time, they don't, as long as that shelf is being rented out, because that's where they get the money from. Unless you are on a commission deal where the shop gets a commission for every sale they make, if you are just on pay for the shelf, that's it, there is nothing in it for the shop owner to help you sell your crochet, because they get paid regardless. If they are not getting commission, it doesn't matter to them if your crochet sells or not, because you're paying them rent regardless. And it took me a couple of attempts to realise this. I didn't understand how my niche wasn't translating to the shop's niche. Just because you have your crochet in front of people doesn't mean they're going to buy it. It doesn't mean that they are going to take an interest in it. So, yeah, a fair bit of money got wasted there. Lesson learned, though. And I'm bringing those lessons here, so hey. But sometimes you end up finding these things out the hard way. I mean, I'd rather you didn't have to. I mean, that's why I'm here. I want to help you avoid the mistakes I made. And it's very easy to get caught up with the trends of the time. And often we get so enthusiastic about these trends that we don't stop to think of whether we should be jumping onto them. And it's the same thing for craft fairs. Craft fairs, don't get me wrong, can be fantastic. Rent-a-shelf can be fantastic if done right. Craft fairs are the same. You see people raving about how well they're doing at craft fairs and you think, yes, I can do that too. Get in front of people, hundreds of people coming through, sounds so much easier than trying to get hundreds of people to see my social media posts. And in theory, yes, it is. As long as you get the right event. As long as you know the people who are going to that event are going to be interested in the type of crochet you're making. You have to do your research. You've got to put your business head on and put that enthusiasm to one side for a minute. And don't sign up until you've done some research into if that event, if that craft fair is going to be the right fit for your business. Because if it's not the right fit, you'll end up paying out that table fee, spending hours making stock, all that money on yarn to make that stock, the cost to get there, the time wasted there, the time to get everything packed up to get there the whole day, and you can come away and not even make enough to cover your table fee. These events can be an enormous waste of both your time and your money if you don't pick the right one. The amount of money you can waste just by not slowing down, stopping and doing your research is incredible, because it's not just the table fee that these events cost, it's all the additional surrounding costs as well. If you've not done a craft fair before, then you need to have a table you can take a lot of the time. You need to have something to cover that table and nice cloth. You need stands to display your crochet. Then you need to buy all the yarn up front. It's a lot. So you really do need to be sure that it is right for you. Get the right event and it is absolutely a great thing. The wrong event, though, can cost you big. So you've got to make sure you pick the right craft fairs so that you don't waste your money in the wrong craft fairs. There are so many ways that you can waste money in your business. And these are just a few. There's so many more besides. But often, this wasting money comes from getting caught up in the excitement, getting caught up with what other people are selling and not stopping for a minute and putting your business head on and really asking the question, should I be doing this? Should I be buying that yarn even though I don't have an order for it right now? Should I be going to that craft fair even though I'm being pressured to sign up right now before I've had a chance to do some research? Should I be investing in this email platform even though I haven't had a look around to see if it's what I need for my business yet, just because someone else is having so much success with it? We have to stop and ask ourselves these questions. Because if we don't, we can end up wasting an awful lot of money and an awful lot of time, because once you make these mistakes, you then got to fix them. If you've bought something, you're stuck with it. If it's about software and platforms, you can move away from them. It's fine, you can cancel. But then you've got all the time that you need to waste actually getting everything moved and researching the new platform. It doesn't just cost you money, it costs you time as well. And it can be really disheartening when these things happen. But they do tend to happen to everyone. I would love it if it never happened to you. But making mistakes is part of business. We will make decisions that we end up regretting. We will make decisions that we think, how did we ever think that was a good idea? And it's like life. This happens in life, it happens in business. You have to chalk it up to a lesson learned and hope that you'd never make that mistake again. So over in Hooked on Success membership, where you can join me for exclusive podcast episodes that are available to members only, we're going to be talking about how to spot what is a good use of your money and what isn't, and some strategies of how to kind of maximize your purchases while making sure that you're not overspending and keeping that bank balance in check. So if you want to come and listen to that right now, then come over to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and you can sign up and listen into that episode, as well as all of our previous episodes, and get in on our latest challenge, which is all about plugging the gaps in your crochet business and making easier money. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.